He said, Rabbeinu, you know, like just coming off of Be'er Manim and Yom Tov, so many people coming from out of town. Home and gone. And Bench and Gomel is one of the shailos that often comes up in these times. Hopefully, all the discussions of Gomel should not be necessary, but I want further even to share on this subject today. I'd like to say about Hilchos Pesach. Well, you learn it, the less the Rishon gives you a need to have to learn it. So keep learning the Hilchos Halacha of Gomel, on the Donor's Dav, which you don't need again. So we're going to start as usual, like all of the Halachas that we always touch on here, we're going to start with the Gemara. The Gemara is the Sugi and Brochus, Nun Dal Donor Beis. Omar of Yehuda, Omar Rav, famous Gemara, Abba Tzrichim Lohidus. Four different classes, four different categories of people have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in an official way. I stress official way because, of course, you always have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But these are four who have to make a brocha, an official brocha, to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Yoredei Hayom, first example. Somebody who crosses a sea. Hoilchei Midbarois, people who walk in the desert. Misha Yechoyle Venisrape, somebody who was sick and was healed. And the fourth one, Mi Shehoya Chobush Meveso Asunim, somebody who was imprisoned and has now been released from prison. That's the fourth category of who has to thank the minister. So there are four exact cases. Why is it that it's these four? So let's follow the pastors. These four, because that's what the pasuk says. There's a kosher with him. Right, it's Sukkim and Tehillim. Sukkim and Tehillim, capital Kuf Zayin, which many even physic to say every Arab Shabbos. Also, Hoydel Hashem Kitoy Filo Olam Chasdoy. Yoyim Guulei Hashem Asher Ga'olam Yatzor. Those who were redeemed by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we redeemed them from the enemy. We redeemed them from any tight spot. And there the Pesukim come. Yerdi Ayom Bo'aniyus. People will go down into the Yam in boats. That's the first one. Tol Bamidbar B'Yishimu in Dorech. That's the second one. That's where we talk about the Midbar. Then we have people who are sick. Evilim. Derech Pish'om. Umei Avinaseyam Yis'anu. People who physically suffer. And that's what Rashi explains over there, that Avinu Midech Pishon, when the same is Anu, refers to Cholim, and Yoishvei Choyshech with Talmudas, Asire, Oni Ubazel, people who are tied up in iron, which refers, of course, to prisoners. And in each one of these four situations, the Psukim describe a situation of danger, Masav of Sakona, Vayamid Ruach Sa'oro, Vatereimim Galov, there was a storm at sea, and there were high waves. Vayizek Ol Hashem, they called out to Rebbeinu Shalom, and he saved them. Each one of them, the Pesukim, and off, Yoydol Hashem Chasdei, they thanked the Rebbeinu Shalom for his kindness, and that's the Chir Voido, and therefore again, as we're concerned, the Pesukim about these four, and that's the Gdeles HaKosu, that these four situations have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. Simplest way to approach it. And of course, it leaves us with a lot of questions. Because what happens, like a number of these questions were posed over here, in other situations, which are not exactly these four situations, first thing you have to address, what happens if somebody was saved from a car accident, a person was saved from an armed robbery, a person was saved from a fire, or somebody went on a flight. There's not even literally any of these four over here. So, it would seem that if the Gemara says that these are the four situations that one has to bench Gomel, none of the others do you have to. Truth is, the series is, back of brings. They should test, that's what everything is tonight, by the way. They should test. Whatever we say tonight is a similar ratio test. A high ratio test. That's what everything is. The Bekesu brings from Abu Dram, from Abin Gershom, from other Yishayim, that Gomel is taka only in these exact four situations. Especially, first of all, you see that the Torah in these sukkim, Rechem Torah, counts out four exact situations, and especially if you pay attention to the Akedomah to the point, it is Arbo Tzichim Lohoidus. Four have to thank. Machmashma, Mediuk, four, and not more than four. Four, and not five, and not ten, or anything else. If there was no number there, you could count it yourself anyway. Count how many there are. When it says Arbo, often when Mediuk, Nisht Mer, not more than those four, and that's what these Yishenim, Taki understand Shas. So that's one tzad in the Yishenim, which is brought in the Beit Yisrael. And the Beit Yisrael brings another tzad, also, from other Yishenim, most prominently the Rivosh, and his Tshuvas, where the Rivosh says as follows, Lo Yutzrichu Hadalid Bakosuk. These four did not have to be specified in the Pasuk. They were used as an example. Most people, these are the situations that most people will come across. And you know, you start thinking what that means when he tells you that most people are going to go through these four. So some of them, it's posher than the old days, was very different. Right? You start thinking, there's no way to get anywhere in the old days except going over the ocean. And going through Mudboris, these are Maisim Choyom. You have to be misparamish, you have to be all over the place, as we'll see. Sickness, they were so often, especially in the old days, sickness was rampant. And then you start thinking about prison. Because everybody's going to go to prison. What it used to be like in the old days. And there was no control over this. It was a person lost completely of any semblance of autonomy, freedom, independence of any way. And this is what everybody's going to go through. This is Dr. Yivosh. Therefore, that's why it's always Gerechimta. The Kol Shekein, Dr. Yivosh. These four, he says, are not claimed compared to what other things that some people go through with these four, but that's the regular. Kol Shekein Anasali Nes and Nitzumi Misa Atzmo. Plain death that somebody was saved by the Nes. How about it? Sharekov Olav Broch Acheres Levoreich. Yeah? Kishi Yavu Igla Mokim Ahu Bo Shalsin Os Mokim Azeh. He says, if we see that Chazal say, and every time this person passes by that same place, he has to make a brocha a year later, and 2 years later, and 10 years later, and 20 years later. Kol Shekein, Shemiyat Shenitzel Tzach Lohidus. Kederech HaBosh Zichem Lohidus. He says, you see such a brocha, Bosh also in the mess. So, what do you think? You think you shouldn't thank the Bosh right then? That your life was saved, the Chabad. Kol Shekein, he says. So again, the reverse of the approach is, the four are only examples. Because, again, as we saw, those were the regular cases in those days, with Boris, not the Shaila. Boris had a tremendous, tremendous sakona. For many reasons, the desert was a very, very dangerous place to be in. First of all, just as far as the desert itself, and the climate, and the lack of food or drink there at all, and then whatever roamed around over there, in these lawless wildernesses. The Yam, the Shrek, all these places. Mishnah and Kedushin. The Mishnah says in Kedushin, states, Hagamolin Rubom Kshayim. Camel drivers, most of them are upright people. Hasaponim Rubom Chassidim. Yeah? That's all the people the Gazla come from. Hasaponim Rubom Chassidim, most of them are, the Flemish of them, most of them. So Trashi, Hagamolim, Shaporshim Lamed Boris, them koim gedu de chayes velistim, v'yireyim l'nafshom, v'shavim libo l'amokah. They break their hearts to their bones because they know they're in danger. L'asaponim, shepurishim l'mukoyim sakono, on the seas, v'tomedim v'yireyim on the yoysim ragamol. That's what even begins to think. This is a famous statement. There are no atheists in the foxhole. Right? In other words, the people who go through danger, they have to be in a steady relationship with their bones later. It's usually the outstanding people. Well, the same thing. They say, "Sulam choylem, sakona mamish, sakona yuma kipshuta." In those days, forget it. I loved asking, but it was only that look there was. Obviously, the other Yishayim don't understand that the pshat is that in fact you see that there's a brocha bosh also in last welcome as there's a raya. They have to mention going all the time. Shapum faket. This is this brocha. That's that brocha. Tops kishayches. These four things is it sakona of bichos akremo. The other nisim have their own brocha. Mishnah Shvoyta with cloth, two different things. That's how the other issue. The Taz goes a step further. He says, more of the Yivosh. Yivosh says, these four are some examples, and there's other examples. Taz says, some evidence. Taz says, it's not other examples. Everything is in there. Those four really are headings. and any kind of sakona or ness in the world could go under one of the headings. So look at that. The kol sakona is nichlalu v'hoilchei midbar denoche b'gemara. Yeah? Which means the sakona of midbar and of all of these different drachim that people traveled in those days includes all different kinds of sakonas. For example, Pesach. Yeah, what happened in a midbar, a person gets dehydrated, they shall all peace, and a person goes lost and he's dead. Right? So going lost, getting sick, getting dehydrated, oyeva, oyeva, list of mechayis rois, everything was in the midbar. The mele, heat stroke, whatever it is, oyevra yamim has a lot of these things, the seasickness and drowning and choking and whatever is Muslim. Yeah, and pirates of whatever. So the mele, one way or the other, it's called the I'm not sure, rather, the loss of the Taz I just read out. He says, "Kol sakonas nichlu v'hoil chemid b'denokim b'gemara." Whether he means "hoil chemid bar v'chulu," whether he means "hoil chemid bar mamish" on its own, which the shaila is, why would he have to limit himself to "hoil chemid bar"? There's four things there, but pastor, kachnir. I tried to look on in the mafoshi at Taz. I didn't find anybody who addresses what he exactly means. But at least the way I'm understanding is that when he says "hoil chemid bar," he picks on one of them, but he means all of them. He says everything is nichlu on all. So one way or another, what we have here is, we have the Shitas HaRivosh, the Siosoi, who hold either a pshat that these are only examples and all the others are just as good, or like the Taz says, all the other examples are in there, but either way, Halacha L'maisa, according to them, according to this Shita, would be, no matter what the Sakona is, the Goyim will be the same thing. But no, but it's on the Shaila Ben, okay, so the Taz says that you have, everything is included over there. No, what about the car accident? Is that included over there? Can I explain what they said? Mezaktiva from the Abarim. They asked Abarim, after Pshat, in today's days, if somebody says Tzilas Aderech, and he says, you should save us in Kol Mei Chayis Reis Baderech. Where do we have that today? Our roads are not full of Chayis Reis. Where do you see lions and tigers roaming along the roads, he says? He said, huh?
Road rage.
Oh, that's what he said. He's a truck driver. That's what he said. Yeah. The road rage. He has his car, you have yours. When it's a truck driver, it's just whenever I go by a truck driver. I tell my kids, what's the sound of that rumbling that you hear over there on the side of the road? That's the sound of somebody who's afraid to get too close to a truck. Come on. Habayim says, truck drivers, that's Pesach. Everybody always says also that sound of that. It's deer on the road, which are also chayes, but the truth is, in this situation, they are chayes. They could cause a lot of trouble, chas v'sholem. So all of these things are nichlal of ketaz in those things. So we have two deities here under Yishei, and this is basically what we're really based on. These are the Yishei's basically of the sugi of Goymo. Is this machlekes Yishei? The guy with Goymo, either when we say four, it means four, and outside of these four, there's no goyim. Like we said, how many Yishayim hold like that? Like the Gram, the Beinu Gershom hold. That Sheni the Rivosh, any Atolos and Sakon is all included over there. The Halacha, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch, he brings both, right? And he comes to Shulchan, he also does the end of Takereshia test and Sif test, he brings both days, but he paskins the Fizuch. L'maisa, he says, you can't take on the bench goymo in anything other than these four. And he says, first he brings, Hani arbo, lav dafka. Hu adin, l'mishanaf, l'ines, l'cholo v'cholo. Brings that day. V'yesho imrim, normally this yesho imrim, following the kol yapsak, he brought it as a stam ba'achakach yesho imrim, which normally, you know, you don't follow yesho imrim in the stam, but he says, v'yesho imrim, she'im v'och, and agoyim, l'hani arbo, the type of bracha will ask called Hashem Malchus. We can't make a bracha of Hashem Malchus on anything besides these four. So he zok the Mahaba, and this is the minhag to this day of the Sabbath. This is the way they follow. And anything outside, they're very broad on these four, but outside of these four, they won't go outside these four. Not going to make a grandma anything else besides these four things. So he paskin the Chidon, the Ki Yosef, the Mereshchai, the Kapachayim. There's no going over any other sakonis. So that's the fact that the Sabbath from the Kabul from the Mechaber. But, and what's interesting is, there are more from Plath, doesn't argue, But the Tazan walked off Rome on the spot, bring that the meaning of Oilom, which obviously is the meaning of the Oilom that they know, is yes in every Hatzolos and Sakona to make the Ben Goimel, the Paskin, the Tazan walking off Rome, the Alirabe, the Bach, to say that these four things are Lavdaske, any Hatzolos and Sakona, one has the Chiv to Ben Goimel, and the Alirabe creates a Hochi Nestabro, which means, I'll piece Svora, if we're not going to approach this, there's a cost of dick. If you're going to follow Svora, there shouldn't be any difference between what was the cause of the danger to one's life, only that there was a danger. What's the difference? What the danger is, shouldn't be any difference. So this is Al Yiraba, and Meshavira Paskatazoi, and also ends up saying, V'chein Mestaber, but that's the Svora, and again, it looks like this sack of those Yishrenim, of the Yivosh and of the Ashkenazi Sheminig that follows it, is following Svore, not, you know, how you would be Medayik from the Sukkim and the Gemara, rather, Eifayesh Poim Mochim Lechalik. How could you be Mechalik between these different situations, or Chashulchim Paschim Vazay Halacha L'maisa, and that is Halacha L'maisa for Ashkenazi Jewry, is that to us, there's almost Teren of Islam and Isdafna, but L'maisa, the four are not Dafka. They are only examples as far as we're concerned, and the others are all the same. However, we'll soon see that although that's the case, there is a difference. But let's leave that for a second. Now, first I want to add another very important thing. We spoke about the fact that these four situations are four situations which are all old to terrible danger. All of these four situations which were situations which definitely lead themselves and lend themselves to terrible danger. What happens though, and here's an important question, what happens though if somebody went in one of these places, let's say went on the Yam, and Lamaisa Geret, nothing at all happened. Yeah? Nothing happened. There was no stormy weather, there were no pirates, there were no issues, going as Gisham. First one through the Midbar, smooth sailing, Rimazak. He goes through, nothing happens. There was no issue at all. Does he have to make a bracha or not? Oh, so, okay, good kazak. But let's first try with the Eifaka. In the Pesukim, if we want to take the Pesukim, what does it say? Vayitzak ol Hashem basar lohem. There was a trouble here, it seems, from the simple reading of the Pesuk. But in the Hanabi, David Rabbi Rimazak, the truth is, the Svara goes for cat. When a person goes through a mokim of sakona atzuma, where anything could happen, and Baruch Hashem, nothing happened, then he's has to make a brocha. Why? Others in this exact situation that he went through here suffer and find themselves in danger, and he did not find himself in danger, also suffer, which is why if you look at the stickle of Shein Adir, Rashi in Tehillim, what he is describing, the four things he says when he speaks about the midbar, he says shari po'omim shem toyim ure'evim utzmei. The word po'omim over there is a tremendous deal. Sometimes him toyim ure'evim utzmei, the mashmois of Rashi is, and Akharam is not always so, but you're always going to thank, and therefore all of them have to thank. And even in such a case where one went through such a situation and a location and didn't have any issues at all, the truth is, the Meiri brings in brochas a daya that you don't have to make the brocha unless there was a lamaisa de kishverkat. And if there's no lamaisa de kishverkat, you don't have to make any brocha. And they bring that. Now that daya, like I said, is gebait on this diuk in the pasuk. Batar lohem. So it wasn't batar lohem. They didn't call out to everybody in Shalem. There wasn't any time of fear of direct danger. But the Meiri himself brings it down and then he says, even though tak, if you just look at the psukim, this is what you are probably going to conclude. I disagree. The person who got sick but didn't become deathly ill to the point where he saw that his mamish finished. Rather, Baruch Hashem, the sickness went in a better direction, although it could have gone in the right direction, makes the bracha. Why? Kol haderech l'cheska sakona. That's what theoretically should happen, he says. The kol hachayli b'cheska sakona. V'hodin l'kol halichas yam. These are all situations which built in and of themselves, these are situations of danger. If you take ahead this yate d'shmaya, to go to a place where so many people find themselves, rahmona l'tzlan, in the worst situation, and you, Baruch Hashem, didn't find yourself that way, so you're going to thank the Baruch Hashem less. I was sabbatala. Sabbatala. The fact is, and this is important, what's being expressed and described here is that these are places where this is what happens. This is the shvong. This is the way that it works in the world. Matalem, yeah, this person was an exception, but that's the way that the situation is in these situations. And therefore, if somebody was nitzel from it, and was nitzel from a place where it's matalem, it's called Shem Matalem, is not a pasuk that tells of a story that won't happen to somebody. It's a story, it's a story. Therefore, you had the story, and your story, if it's went in a different direction than everyone else's story, but it's a mokrin sakono be'etzem, then definitely there's grounds to thank the Rebbein Shem. The E adds, and this is a very important point. Shaloi Nemru, this is a halacha l'maisa, we have to pay a sharp attention. Loi Nemru elu befrat, elu sha'afafi shaloi ira lohem sakono in these four cases, tzricha lohoidos, hoyel v'hadovor motzui lehistakin. Aval kol she'ira lo yisakonu v'nitzul mimeno. The whole domen tzorech life. Yeah. This is the chilek that we're looking at. Look to me. In these four, there are an exception. You know why they're an exception? They're an exception because we don't have to look what happened to Lamaisa to this individual in these four cases. In these four cases, no matter what happened to Lamaisa to this individual, it has to bench grab. In other cases, if something happened, there's also an answer there. So here we find a difference here, according to this Meir. So in the Hanami, we Ashkenazim follow the day that says, the four are only an example, but those four that are only an example are used as an example for a reason. As far as benching Goymol, as far as anger, Shaykhus of Goymol, Shaykhus of Goymol, Shaykhus of Goymol. And that is not a community between this one and anything else. But there is a tremendous nafkamina between this one and everything else. Because although these are two shtel of the Birchas Goymel, that's Mischayev in these four places, everywhere else where there's a sakana, but the miyuchah that there is in these four cases is that even if you did not experience a sakana, these places are considered to be mekoymus of sakana be'etzem, and therefore no matter what this person experienced, in those places he's going to have to bench Goymel. Pass through? Yes, bench Goymel. Pass through any such situation? Bench Goymel. Everything else? But we're not going to go, according to these Yishayim, we're not going to agree with those other Yishayim who said, these four Vesulayim. Not Vesulayim. It's okay, everywhere. Shalom, let's see what happens. What about these four? These four state and positive. It's a state and positive, Taiches. That's the Chiyav of its own. Just the fact that one went through there is already a Machayev to bench going. And the truth is, this Yishayim, that even when nothing actually happened, at least in those four cases, one should bench Goymel. Chayim Medrik in the Shulchan Aruch. It's Medrik. More maybe from what he was mashmit than what he says. But if you look inside the Sifan Shulchan Aruch, and I'm sure everyone's going to look at the Sif, first Sif and Rishi Tesh, take a look at the Sif over there. Sosim Alei Pirish. He doesn't discuss, and this happened, and that happened. He doesn't say, Yerdi Ayom v'komol nachshay l'tayvodi. What does he say? Yerdi Ayom v'chim v'boreis v'dok. Makes no conditions at all as to what would be greater than the need to bench Goymel, and therefore, the pashtus of Shulchan Aruch is that the etzem halicha b'midbar, and etzem yudu b'yam, v'chulu, is mechayiv in and of itself, absent any other conditions. Very comprehensive. She says, I just happened to see, somebody sent me, for whatever reason, he sent me I don't even know why he sent it to me. This is the middle that I was going to say a shay on Goymel. When I first looked at it, I didn't even know those things were on Goymel there. But he said to me, Marsha, day before the next day, it's on Shay on Goymel, I was with the man, this maestro, he sent me, to Yid in Yishalayim, I'm not the same with the Choshev, Oyved Hashem in Yishalayim, people have heard of him. Anyway, he came into Shul, and one morning after Shachas, he put down Lekach and Bromfen in Shul. And the Oyved asked him, what happened? What was his height? He said that he got hit by a car, And he, Baruch Hashem, wasn't nizik, so he was selling tikkun. So he thought, a week passes, and after Shabbat he comes and puts down, and I can run for another table. So what happened now? He says, I wasn't it by a car. Hagapanav, he was oymed on this thing, that, you know, if you ask to be moider, when you are hit by a car, you know, that's a moider zayn, and you're not hit by a car. Rather, it's to do also Rav Shach. Rav Shach, somebody once came in and said to him that he had a girl, and he said, I get machna Rav Shach, kiddushol. That was his loss. I get machna, kiddushol. What did he say? That the stall of the court, he didn't know if Rav Shach's minig was yet to make a kiddushol or not, so he didn't want to make too much out of it, so machna, kiddushol. So Rav Shach said, how do you get machna, kiddushol? How was that kiddushol? He said, if you would have not had any kids for 10 years, then you would have had a kid now. So the person saved you from 10 years of suffering. That's your fact. So the Shach was saying the same as Yisoyed. Shach says, less of anger, where is it? Well, they come to us. Maram Chagiz, the Moshe Chagiz, lived in Yerushalayim, over 300 years ago, Yerushalayim. And a big Kabbalah of Yerushalayim, Paiskim of Yerushalayim. A street in the Geula named for him. Not far from where I went in Yeshiva. Shaita Razay. Adirav. Yesh lohovin lechaf be Hashem sheheikul me'olov zamoy sheloi higia lidei kach. Vehein ehein geduloysol vechasod v'izvorach kfulois umuchupolos. What's kfulois umuchupolos? Not only you were saved without even realizing that you were saved. That's a simple way that she made it for you. V'roi loy lohoydez shir kofol o mechupo ha'chtobu shagom olay Hashem nizbar. So you should thank nobly. Mi chocham, he ends off. The pasuk that it ends off in that capital. Mi chocham, v'yishmor eile, v'yizboy nenu chaz de Hashem. What does he say? He's medayik in the pasuk. He says, an openness that happens when you say, you don't have to be chocham for that. Yizboy nenu, rafshad reifu, yizboy nenu that. Takeret, you see in the pasuk, sometimes the hoydo is after coming because you're a chocham and it's pashtana. You understood. Even more that fellow without having the problem in the first place. Bi'alocha, paskin tefesh, beginning of the Bereishis test, v'da'oi, the poshut, the lekula alma. Lekula alma meaning, whether you hold a gizi shen or a gizi shen, bein bayam, bein bamidvar, mevorchen afilu leikoro leishum sakona. Keep going. She'ovar hayom v'lo yhoyo shum ruach so'oro, kai gav. Oy holach ba midbar ve loy tov ba derech ve loy chosel le mayim. Okay, gavna. Afilo hachi tekinu rabbono levorech. Rabbono was talking levorech. Anyway, in these cases, the alpha god who bekroch siv tov ba midbar yishim and darech. Lav dafka she koro loy ele kivin she olu loy likreis mikrim kaela. Since it is a place where these things tend to happen, torich lo iduye she nitzel mizah. In other words, again, this is a mocker mesukah. Actually, in Betzela Chochm, to the Betzela Chochm, and Tal Stern, all the brothers of the Betzina, he brings the yukah from a Rosh and from a Beis Yosef. Tibi Mechayev Kai Gavna, even in a case where a person went through a mocker sakona and did not come across anything in particular that scared him. Okay, but what's on the Galanta? This is all true in these four cases, which interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. On the salmon, the Rosh HaTevis, it's like, it's not something that you commonly find. They make a Rosh HaTevis out of the four Avot Zivu Lo. It is a Kreila Chayim, Yaidu Chosela. What's Chayim? Chovush, Yisurim, Yam, Midbar. Here's the statement of Rosh. He breaks it down into these four. So these are in these four cases. In these four cases, a person must bench Goyim, no matter what did or didn't happen. What about the other cases? If we talk in Amon, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of the Siman, Hani Arbo Lav Dafke, who are the only Mishnah Asalei Nes, our Ashkenazi Shominik. So that's Kalor, person Achmon of Tzan went through a serious accident. And he came out of it. What happened if he was walking in the street and he was driving, and two cars collided, then the car got a little bit of a damage on it, but he wasn't in Sakona. Does he also have to be reminded when there was no Sakona that he actually saw? Let's say somebody is attacked by a robber. Well, the Maisa, he finds out that there never was any danger. The guy was really a water gun, it was a toy, whatever it was. There was no psychology. He thought there was, but there wasn't. So in that case, no. He doesn't have to bench Goyim at all. Outside of those four, as we saw in the Meiri very clearly, the Tzurich Lavorich is that when there is a sakana, even in other cases, it's nichlal in those four, which are be'etem, that's all the sakana. So when something happens that is a sakana in other ways, that brings it into the cases which are be'etem, that's all the sakana. But let's say there is an accident which is b'chalmish chayich b'chalal to sakana at all. Well, it's not included in these matzavim sakana at all. There's no business that going on. The emes is, if you take a look at the what the Shulchan Aruch Taker says, and you look at the examples, as we'll see, it's talking about very serious cases of danger. Shulchan Aruch, even in the daya that he brings from the Rishonim, and he says, not only these four, it's other cases also, Shulchan Aruch brings cases which are very clear and immediate present danger. And therefore, Dafayiskim Al-Khayr Lafizah, then when it's a massive of Chayim, those four, not smart. You have to check each case. How much of the Sakana was a Taka? What Taka is Sakana? Let's look at the Ritzin Rov on Friday. Specific reason, which we'll get into later, but meanwhile, at the Mishnah Rangavosim, Taka is what? He says, if you look in the Gemara, Gemara in Brochus, states, Nofel Ale Gamal Pritza. That's the example the Gemara brings, a Maisa, you want to bring the Maisa over there. Nofel Ale Gamal Pritza. There's a Nabach. There was a man camel, went crazy, the sugar, yeah, and it attacked him to kill him. So this is a real serious fear of death. There were no holds barred in the Mizrach. There was nothing that could have stopped this thing. Same thing goes to the Serape. It has to be Taka, a case which is a serious sakana. All of the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch are Taka like this. Aryeh states over there. I heard today B'Shem B'Moshe, again we looked for it but didn't find, I don't know exactly where it is, but the Azebuch Gehad B'Shem B'Moshe, that if somebody lost control of his car, somebody just asked me this shyly here on Friday night, somebody lost control of his car, well the mice and nothing happened. He didn't crash. But he thought he might crash. That's not good enough. Not good enough for Agoyimah lived this fish. Yeah, can't explain it to Agoyimah. But if there was a crash, so like the Debertine has put it to me, he says if there's a crash in the city streets, people are driving 20, 30 miles an hour, and nothing serious happens, he wouldn't say to bench them in such a case. But on a highway where people are driving 60, 70, 80, come on, we'll find there's a lot of people in such crashes. And therefore, in such a case, one would have to bench Gremel. The Moshe says also, if Taka an armed robber threatens from somebody, not there's a lot of people right now, that just happened in California. Right after the continued davening, and everybody benched Goymel. That was Taka. What's up to them? People were in a room where he was an active large shooter, and they were saved, their lives were saved. Avada? They have to. But what happens if, like the Vatina told me, that somebody wants to ask his father, so he's walking by a building site, and a brick fell down from a high floor right near him. He just missed him. He said it even scratched his nose. But the Vatina told him not to bench Goymel. He said, what could have happened, or what almost happened, not good enough. A lot of times people feel like, full-faced. 2 weeks earlier, I was in that exact spot. Imagine if it could have happened at that time. Right? So those of Meneva, everybody knows this, I don't know, I heard it from a dozen people who ever saw that I think it's here on Google, said, you know the Vatsa and Misha Bich? And Misha Bich used to say, he would have another person nodding over here. Misha Bich said, he came and he said he was Nitzel from the Shrekuch HaSakonah. What happened? He said his pants were hanging on the laundry line and they fell off. And if he would have been in his pants, he would have fell off the laundry line. Who knows what could have happened to him? This is what he used to answer to people who said, what could have, what should have, what would have.
So the case of the car. You found, you got into out of control, you were in oncoming lanes, but there happened to be no one there. So you were in the, so that's in that same gather, right? Because whether there's a car there or not, the fact that there wasn't a car there, there's no...
That's dead gather, because that's the pshat. That would have been exactly the case of Hurcham and Boris, where mice and nothing ended up happening. Except that that would have been Hurcham and Boris, and it's not Hurcham and Boris. In other words, this is exactly enough to mean a chas between those four and everything else. In those four, the fact that nothing happened, we say, well, it should have happened. And because that's what the S employs is. Anything else that we shall sue, S to shall sue something that actually was a sakana. That's something that would have been a sakana had the circumstances been different. Again, in the midbar we do say, had the circumstances been different, it would have been a sakana, and that's enough to make the judgment, because no such thing as stuff. But anything else, had the circumstances been different, is not a reason enough to make the judgment.
If somebody is near to Israel and the Iron Dome intercepts the missile over them.
Also a good example.
They make a
break. Same example? No?
No.
No? What would have happened, again, we're soon going to see, and on those four, we're going to have an exact comparison to what you just said, and it is going to be relevant, but not on this. And so again, we're sharpening here this point of the nafka mina between those four and everything else. This is exactly where it's at. Those four cases, should have, could have, would have, is exactly a good enough reason to make a measurement. Those four. Any other case, should have, could have, would have, is ene min aminya. Right? Almost doesn't count like this. As you know. And if it was be'etim matzav v'sakana, one was saved from it, then one absolutely does mensh goyimah. Again, anything happens. If somebody had surgery, and they happened to be scared to death, well, I said it wasn't be'etim anything to be scared about in particular, it wasn't anything that was life-threatening, there's no goyimah on this. Goyimah is on something that was life-threatening. It wasn't life-threatening, it's all people, the person. So it should never happen. The person had a heart attack. People die twice on heart attacks, and if he was saved, so he was an Amazon Matzah Sakana. But if somebody had, like you've ever seen it, told me, had a hernia surgery for a hernia, he says he fully sympathizes, but sorry, there's no benefit of that. There's a nice machloyim, and that's not something to mention.
What happened with a car accident, like a real bad car accident, but it took a long time. Eventually, he got better. Like eventually, like he was hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have been killed, but he was in the hospital for a long time. And eventually, got better.
Yeah.
So, would he make better come with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's chilav in a serape. That's. But again, in that case, only when it's over, talk. When it's over, when everybody's gesund and stark again, that's a good time to talk about shdem. But again, you're talking about a case where Hain, the matziv itself, was a shrek for sakana, right? Well, what happened? Yeah. And then he was also a chaylev in a sarape. And in an oif, okay, so chaylev in a sarape, if he was chaylev in a sarape in an oif that was life-threatening on its own, because he tackles the same life-threatening injuries, so that's a mazundere cause of its own. Even without that, the fact that he's in a serious accident, which could have factored killed somebody, the sarape, how do you have to mention that? Yeah. Okay. So this brings us to one of the central questions, which everyone talks about in the context of Eimelah, which is going to be our central issue today also. A person is in a plane. You take a plane trip. What's the most common goymel that we hear? Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of one who's down from any other goymel. But the most common goymel that one hears is somebody who took a plane trip. But let's think about this now. Somebody was on a plane. There's a lot of people today. It was a shekel of ice on a plane. But, and it was on the ground, rather, not even in the air. But let's say a person was in a plane, he flew overseas, but nothing in particular happened at all. Which Baruch Hashem, in almost every case, is how it is. Right? Nothing, no shvarikais, and everything was fine, even the turbulence wasn't too terrible. And now, okay, so, if it was a sakonomy, you had this, shock is off. It's called an other sakonomy. But if not, the emesis, tzorichin, what taket of shad, why one should have to bench goyma in such a case, according to the kolon we have gone through, up until this point, it's not one of the four L'chayre, and therefore, if there was no particular thing that went on, why should you have to bench Goyimah? Now, truth is, there's all kinds of Amidas that are set over, Satmarov, the Stifler, they said that Chazal would have asked people to drive in cars because of how dangerous they are. Chalizim Megarov would say that you should bench Goyimah after you come out of a car. Of course, he didn't mean it literally, but again, they spoke about the danger of cars, and the truth is, statistically, it's a fact. It's a fact. Much more people, there's a lot of people, are killed in cars than in planes. I'll tell you this. It's much more dangerous to drive a car than a plane. Planes, usually, when things are as they usually should be, are thousands of feet away from any other plane. They usually don't get near each other, and it's all fine. As long as everything works out normally, cars, you're flying 80 miles an hour down with every car flying on all sides, 80 down 80 miles an hour. The fact that Mr. Duncan, Baruch Hashem, not more tragedies there than there are. Real mess?
So you're the
This is what we're going to have to go through right now. That's one direction we have to take right now. The Mechas Yitzchak brings from an old Kairos called Hail Talpiyos, which came out in, I don't know if from Tophic Shmems, I think, it's all about Tophic Shin. It was only around for a bunch of decades it was coming out. So it brings from one that came out in Tophic Shmems Ballad, that he says that to go on a plane, the worst sakana, how can you not bench Goyim for going on a plane? Well, like I said, it was written 85 years ago, and at that time, back if somebody to take a plane ride 85 years ago, it was an unheard of type of sakana. But again, according to our statistics today, why should one make a Goyimel on a plane ride? And therefore, many Toyskin hold not to bench Goyimel on a plane these days at all, unless there are specific circumstances which make it into an exception and make it into a clear danger beyond the etzem plane trip on its own. As we state, first of all, Chelkis Yankiv, Avraish, Rosh Tirich, Reis of Bizman Hazer, there normally is no matter of sakana in a plane ride, and there's no need to bench Goyimel. And the truth is, he says he has a raya. The raya is, what's the answer to take a plane ride? And then the Chesham Rishpot, he says, no, put yourself in the Zakona. The person get Marcus Mardus, he's everyone in Shmartem. So Bela says, that it's not dangerous to go on a plane. Because otherwise, you wouldn't go there. Yeah? That's just, it's a Chocher. Exactly. The Chocher is a power.
35 years ago, the airline industry, the manufacturers, they took on head-on the issues that they were having with accidents. And since that time, with the process and procedures they put in place, it's really a totally different event in flying than it was prior to that. The accident happened in the early 80s, and there were significant accidents back in the early 80s. And I myself was in a couple very close calls back then, literally playing almost on its side. It was the skill of the pilot that brought that plane safely out of it. As they said, we have totally changed how we address it.
Oh.
And the industry totally changed from that.
Right. So from whatever went on before 35 years ago, we can't bring you the proof of today. Right? So that's basically what we're saying on there. What is it, Chalia?
Accident.
The Boeing, the whole fleet is going up
smoke.
Right, there are specific cases
that exist. But you never know what plane you're on, you know.
Okay, there are tens of thousands of flights every single day all around the world, and Baruch Hashem, again, there's statistics, there's almost no stories, Baruch Hashem, there's no weiter, halavai weiter. But, again, the Chokh of Rav Reish is a pellet. It's like, he's saying, why don't you move to the go on a plane? So tell me, so why are you letting go on a Yamu in a midbar? And over there, Chazal will say, we're famous with the Sakon. Salamai. That's the time. Okay, Damon says, okay, let's get to what he's saying. Damon says, maybe we heard the taka, ask that kasha. Maybe that's the kasha. Maybe he says, hack, what's that? They're going to Yam. What's that? They're going to Midbar. Say, frek, maybe we heard it. What happened? He goes into, Damon says, his tshuva is written to an interesting situation. There was a certain Yiddish gevir. And he wanted to go out on a hunt. He wanted to go hunting. And he wrote a shayla to the Yehuda, can't use him to go hunting. And they do that. So first goes into Sadal Chaim, and he's Matir, and he goes into Baltashkas, and he's Matir. And at the end he says, he asks him, why? He says, you're going into a place where there's wild animals. You can't go to a place where there's wild animals. There's shayla to them. And then he adds, this kasha, what about Yehuda Yom and Hochem and Boris? And he says, that's it. So the tennis is that Yehuda Yom and Hochem and Boris is no choice because of Parnassa. And therefore, there's a state, Elov Noitei Esnafshoi, it's a posse. Elov Noitei Esnafshoi, certain amount of sakona a person is allowed to bring himself into, even in such cases. The truth is, it's the Darki Chuvos and Kufta Zayir, there, Kufta Zayir over there, what he's bringing, where he says that it's also going to sakona, so he brings the Chuvos Shem Aryeh, who says as follows, Veda, the Af Bidvorim Sheyesh Bem Sakona, Yekomach Imidovashu Min Hogri Shal Oilom Vederech Echid Ein Lochash. What's normal for people to do, you can't ask anybody to do things that are normal. Shari Arvoa Srichim Lohoidos, Ubeiz Mehem Hoylchim Medvoriz Vohoylchiyamim, Hayit Ikram Sakona. And we call Mokheim, Mutu Lefrish Mesvina Valeyos Ba Medibo. Vafilu Biyama Godu Mutu Lefrish Mesvina. And he doesn't only make a point of saying this, but say Fanosa, by the way. And that's the answer, L'chariya, to the Taino of the Chalukas Yankim, where he says, otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to go. Otherwise you would be allowed to go. Whatever's normal is normal. And a person is allowed to act normal, what regular normal people do in this world. Okay, so there's no hechrech mitzadech otakya, that raya of the Chalukas Yankim, whatever it is. As I pass can tell, halacha l'maaseh, that there's no gemel on flying on a plane. And so that's what it is. Right? The way we're learning pshat over here, l'chayah, havos, if nothing happened, why should one to tell a chochma of a tal shtem? He brings that Belzer Rav, kind of the Chabad Belzer, and this becomes the beginning of a massive tumus in the basin. He brings the Belzer Rav, told him that because there's no real sakona anymore on planes, and this is more than 35 years ago, he says today, we do not bench Goyimel on a plane ride, and that is the minik to this day in Belz. There's a lot of masumat in the poiskim on the zone of Belz over. They do have the Goyim with Kodesh awesome, and everybody took everything he said very seriously. And his whole masumat in the poiskim, why did he say what he says? Because he doesn't have a say for sure. It's only in Piyashmur, but it's very clear in Piyashmur, and many people heard it from him. David Sina Rav brings the Belz Rav. At first he writes that... I said this thing over here in the past. He says the reason that he said, the Belzerov said not to Ben Goyimel, is because he didn't want to be Mazik to Nesia for Sakana. And he brings it to Skver Rebbe in his place in Skver, in Monsi. He said not to make Filos Haderech when he's coming from New York to Skver, because he also didn't want to be Mazik there for Sakana. But so to Rebbe Tina, that's not a title of Laloch. He says, Shane Swar, that's not a title of Laloch. He doesn't mean the Kabbalah. At the end, he says, it's not the reason. He says, the reason is, that the only time that you bench Goyimel when there was no particular mikshor was in those four, and this is not one of those four. In those four, you can do without it. And anything else, there has to be a sakona mamoshes which a person was saved from. It's not the case of those flare rods. That's the reason why the Belzerov says not to bench Goyimel, as I feared ice the Debrecina shot in the Belzerov. They bring from the Briskerov also, Avraham David Horvitz, he was the Strasbergerov. He was a Chover Bezno, the Eilach Redis. So he brings in his tshuvas that he met up with the Brisker Rav in Switzerland. And he was talking to him and learning, and one of the things he asked him was, he asked the Brisker Rav, what's the halacha? There was one after Bench Gremel on a plane ride. So the Brisker Rav answered in a true Brisker fashion. He said, Ich bin it kem paisik. No, I'm not going to pass you. I'll just tell you that I just came from myself to Switzerland and I didn't make it. He did not bench Gremel. And the Briskers, again, for that reason, to this day, the Briskers do not bench Goyimel on an airplane. So I said the Belzers and the Briskers, okay? Shabina Rav, Paskin, not to bench Goyimel. Not a Moses Takoni, he says. Not from the original four. And if it's not the original four, there needs to be a close Takoni, and there's not. As I talk to Shabina Rav, weiter, begin over here. Mishposit, yeah? Interessant is, and this is something interesting. He takes the Belzer Rav, he also discusses the Belzer Rav's tag, it's all over the place. What did the Belzer Rav say and what did he mean? And he says, he takes it the opposite way. He says, the reason why you don't bench Goyimel is because not because it's not enough of a Zakana, but because it's too much of a Zakana, he says. That's shot. So he says, okay. He says, going on a boat is Albertson. Going on a plane? You can't make a bracha, shame of Malchus, when you go with such a big Zakana. Why? It brings the Mazik Brocha and the Chidah. This is a fascinating story of its own. The Chidah, Mazik Brocha, brings an argument between his father and between a Yid, Rebbe Lezer Nochum. Rebbe Lezer Nochum was the Rishon Lezion, Seif Yomov. It was Gor Choshev, his father's place. What happened? There was a dream. The Mazik was a dream. The Shaila about the Kohen Gadol, I put it on here. Did the Kohen Gadol make a bracha of Agoyimel the taste of Yerushalayim and Akeit? Yes? Statistically, again, if I follow statistics, the people who went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the second base Hamikdash most often did not come out alive. Most often. Yeah? The longest Kohen Gadol in history by Shane, he was Shimon HaTzadik, and he takes it. Besides him, nobody ever reached that long, and many of them never came out the first time they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He says, for 200 years of Bayis Sheni, no Kohen Gadol came out alive from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So did he bench Gaimel or did he frekta? Another shayla he says, what about Yitzchak Avinu? Yitzchak Avinu after the Akedah. Did he bench Gaimel after the Akedah when his life was spared? Yes or no? This is the shayla. The kisser in his dream, the Sebelezer Malchum has this shayla in the dream. It's being asked. How frustrating. He woke up without the answer. He woke up the question before the answer was given. So, what should he do? So he sends a shayla to the Chiddo's father, and the Chiddo's father answered not to bench Goimel in these cases, and he said that the Kohen Gadol did not bench Goimel, and Yitzchak Avinu did not bench Goimel. Why? Look at Azim. May oilom lo tiknu hachomim avorech ha-goimel, and was dafka al tzora abor lo odom bal korchoi v'shaloi midatoi, something sprung upon him, and after he asked, oh, it's chayiv l'vorech. What's the pshat? So first of all, let's first take the Kohen Gadol and Yitzchak Avinu. He says, they were ready to give their lives. They made the full decision. They had their eyes wide open, and they decided to give their lives up. So there's no agreement on that. Zokt the Minchas Yitzchak, who forced you to go take a plane ride? You decided to take a plane ride. You decided to take a plane ride, and you decided to put yourself in danger? No bracha v'agreement for you. You can't have a Minchas Agreement if you decided to do that.
Well, there's a fast mad, and then they say if you do this mitzvah, if you do this, we're gonna
kill
you.
Take him
you say, okay, I'm
gonna
do it.
That's it. There's no guy, I'll take him place. I'll take him place. He shells too. Yeah. Again, there is a hechrich over there. It's not a decision there. It's a hechrich. Person who goes to war, either he was drafted and it wasn't up to him and his commander called him, and if not, he felt like he needs to save the country, whatever it is, but that's it. Now, Morgan Avrom, they still to Morgan Avrom, which is going to bring us into another interesting child. Morgan Avrom brings him around Mintz, who says that a cotton never benches Goyman. This is something that, again, let's pay attention to that. Cotton never benches Goyman. Why, he says? He says, because the brocha, the matveh ha-brocha is, Agoymel lechayovim toivim. Chayovim is somebody who is a bar ancient, and a bar chiyuvim. A child is not chayovim. And therefore, he can't make the bracha. Right? Elamai, what's he going to do? He's going to make the bracha without chayovim. Hagoyim ul tovos. There's no such bracha. He goes with chayovim tovos. And he's not chayovim, so he can't make the bracha. Shtel tzu de Minchas Yitzchak, he says, who adim, according to the father of the Chiddo. He says, shat is, as they normally say, Gemma Chantev, shat is, the Bereshim is sending you a message. There's a wake-up call going on over here. So to a kid, there's no wake-up call, he says. But he's also no wake-up call. He says, when you make your own decision, you want to jump into the Muslim house of the Zakona. And since you chose the Muslim Zakona, therefore, you can't manage Goyimah.
So he goes
to a chatis, it's only a hacha. He says, you can't go from one place to the other, I was going in the air. A plane! Ask the car to take on the Velis of the Zakona. Like I said, listen, it's a shame to stickle, it's right. Whether this was a stolt or a lie, not a shame. But I'll tell you what I'm saying. By the way, if we're already talking about a cotton, Shem Zalman hasn't defined to that. Shem Zalman says, let's say that cotton, Dafka does want to make a bracha, or his father wants a Dafka to make a bracha, but it's too bad. Grimble Kevin is mentioned. So he says, his Ase is, he's a very similar bracha to Grimble. Grimble has told him to tell him, he says, let him say, easy way to do it is to take the omen. If you have a minyan there at that time, and then you say, "Gemach stam tovim l'am Yisrael," and 10 people answer "Amen," and that's his gemach. You can't bench for a child. There's no gemach for a child. Back to the Minchas Yitzchak, he says the Belzerov held not to bench gemach on a plane, only in Yamim in the borders we were forced to do it. They have no greater. No. But it depends on how much every case was a hechrich. If it was a hechrich, then you could say, there's chayovim here, and you have to bench gaimel. But otherwise, chemist is stuck. When I figured out, okay, we went through a bunch of gedolei Yisrael who hold that there's no gaimel on airplanes. Want to get it? There are people who zikha have that meaning ad etzim hayoyim azeh. From that wagon, kiyadua. Who's the one who just told me? Are you the one who told me? Yeah, that's Chaim Shpein. That's not the one who's going on the plane. Oh, there's no chayna. Yeah. Sometimes somebody's Rosh Hashiva, somebody told me, Rosh Hashiva thing is, oh, you shouldn't bench Graham, you put them like you fall from the moon. So it's not a good effect to shoot at all. But
What you do, a rival oil and meaning is yes to manage grain. Now, what's the pshat? So, as was mentioned here before, Yerdei Hayom, state of Beferish, in Shulchan Aruch, as we came out from the Shulchan Aruch, the Yerdei Hayom always are going to manage grain. And therefore, this is what one of the poshet ways was to get to the Mechayiv of Goimel on a plane, is that it has a din of Yerdei Hayom. Helkes Yankir brings a raya from a Gemara, Gemara in Chagiga and in Yevamos, the same Gemara. Say, to Yisra Odo Mechatos ve'efer Chatos, ve'avirim ve'yardenu besfino. Person should not take Mechatos ve'efer Chatos, these are different ingredients for the for Aduma. And you shouldn't bring it over on a boat. V'lo yamrit b'tzad zeh v'yizrik l'tzad acher. You can't stand at one time and throw it over the water either. V'lo yirkav on it either. Alon ken yagav v'nirgis v'kak, you have to have the feet on the ground. V'tzashin chagiga. Mishum maite shohoye b'tzfino. The kol tzfino ma'alech is ba'avir. He says every boat is in the avir. That's what Dr. Ashi. The gozo l'avir is kulam. Therefore, well, if you're not on the ground of the karka hayam, that's called avir. Therefore, it's oyla adla rakia, gozo l'avir is kulam. Rashi in Yevamos also says, hayu nami dumi the tzfino, shepoyichim ba'avir apnei amayim. So this is what they tell you to say, that flying over the water is the same thing as going over the water on a boat. And therefore, that's called Yerdei Hayom. As Avi Mitzvah said, that Yerdei Hayom doesn't have any conditions under which it's considered a sakona, but in every condition it's considered a sakona. So in Mele, even though it will say, let's say, that there's no sakona kishel atzma in flying on a plane, but Yerdei Hayom, what's in the hug of that? Even without a sakona, it's one of the four. A plane, which is also called Yerdei Hayom, has the same halacha. All the vos must pay attention. So, if this is the makor, if the pshat is because of Yerdei Hayom, come to chayit that the only goyim will be dafke in a case where the taka is talking about Yerdei Hayom, and therefore it's only going to be if one is in a plane over the ocean. But if one is in a plane out over the ocean, is coming according to this sheet over here. Now, what about a tunnel? What if you go in a tunnel? It's sad. It sounds funny to those people in Shaila Chal. What if you go in a tunnel? You have to manage Gremel because you're the Ayom. Yeah? You tell Sue. There's room Rakia and there's room till the bottom. Now, Bozman has a tshuva on this. Tshuva Shevet Alevi. And he says, it's called Hoyche Yabosho. Because it's Yabosho. And if we call it Yonim, he says, it has no part at all. What's going on in the what could have been, what should have been, but designed though, it's not at all part of the Shaila, and therefore going through the Yam, quote unquote, so to speak, is not called going through the Yam. In this case, and maybe after Mincha we'll continue with the Shaila.